This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder. Another world, another time, his life was green and good, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Trump, of course, came out 2 days ago and said that the election is about global government, the end of U.S. sovereignty. That's exactly what it is. He says the mainstream media are agents of globalism. I'm looking at some of the headlines on Drudge Report. There's Carlos Slim meeting at the Clinton Foundation. Slim behind the slime. That's the New York Times and others running around that he owns the Arab slash owner of Mexico, I guess, Obama phone baron. He gets the money for the Obama phones taxpayers pay for. You got to love it. That way they can keep track of their voters. Donald Trump doesn't like Mexicans now. Oh, my gosh. He doesn't like Carlos Slim, this foreigner, running the New York Times with the New York Times 24-7 claiming that, you know, Trump's groping all these women that just now magically appeared. This is totally and completely manufactured. Where do you think all of this is going? Roger Stone is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. Then when he leaves, I'm going to open the phones up specifically. How do we stop election fraud 2016? Well, we may not be able to stop it, but we're going to have to start making the case that Trump's really ahead. And we know they're already involved with people voting illegally over and over and over and over again inside places like New York City and, of course, major cities also in Florida and Ohio, Pennsylvania. This is going on big time. I mean, we sent people inside the head Cleveland office, Millie Weaver and our reporters, and as undercover, you know, journalists, and the Democrats were like, we don't know anybody voting for. We can't find anybody to support her. We can't get any volunteers. No one will give money except big corporations. I mean, they sound like they're Trump supporters when she's talking to the head in the city, because it doesn't exist. The crowds don't exist. There's new Google algorithms out showing 2,500 times more searches for the WikiLeaks leaks day to day than there are for all this Trump made-up garbage. The people aren't interested. They've rejected it, but they know that you're an individual alone. So you don't have a big picture awareness generally. So they want to make you feel like you're alone and believe the con game that only the weakest-minded people believe it. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the incredibly rare Drudge Siren. Drudge Siren. Obama claimed executive privilege in Hillary mess. Emails. Even that was secret. See, now claiming executive privilege. That's like taking the fourth. Even claiming executive privilege. He's now secret. That's how secretive the media is and how controlled. Podesta asked Clinton lawyer, think we should hold emails to and from Obama? Oh, that's CNS News. And a March 4th, 2015 email to Hillary Clinton's lawyer, Cheryl Mills Clinton, eventual campaign chairman John Podesta, who likes to talk about wet work a few days before Scalia dies. John Podesta asked if they should withhold email exchanges between Clinton and President Obama that were sent over Clinton's private server. The day before Podesta sent his email to Mills, the House Benghazi Committee privately told Clinton to preserve and hand over the emails, which were destroyed. The FBI report on Clinton emails notes on page 18 on March 3rd, 2015, the United States House Select Committee on Benghazi provided a letter to the law firm of Williams and Connolly, where the FBI director used to work, requesting the preservation and production of all the documents and media related to the email addresses. Keep scrolling down. The email from Podesta to Mills, titled Special Category, reads, think we should hold emails to and from POTUS, President of the United Treason. That's the heart of the executive privilege. We could get them to ask for that. They may not care, but it seems they will. Mills did not respond to email. The Clinton-Obama emails were turned over to the State Department, were later announced would not release them, but they erased a bunch too, it came out. And, of course, no need to declare the executive privilege because you just simply deep-sixed them. We're going to come back with the rest of this article straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Hello, everybody. My name is Charlie Sayles. I'm a Vietnam veteran, harmonica player, vocalist, and blues songwriter. Now, I've been married, been homeless, every which way. But right now, I've hooked up with a great record company. Not just me, a lot of musicians. You're going to like this. This message is brought to you by FetalRecords.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's Friday, October 14th, 2016. We are now only 24 short days out from the November 8th election. It's time to kick the resistance into high gear.
The head of New York elections was caught on tape at a Christmas party last year. It was released, obviously, earlier this week on Monday, admitting to Project Veritas that, indeed, the Democratic Party and candidates were already in elections then and in the future, busing people around to vote illegally because no IDs were being shown and that they would vote over and over again. Now, we know this. We know it's already started to happen again. But the fact is, the New York Times has come out and said that Donald Trump slipping in polls warns of stolen election. No, Donald Trump warned of it when he was ahead 10, 15 points a few months ago. And the numbers have been all over the map. And then Obama said there was no such thing. And then they came out and said we're federalizing it to keep it safe from Trump, his dirty tricksters, and the evil Ruskies that are hiding under the table. So they're the ones that are discredited. They had a big New York Times article on me yesterday saying I'm crazy because I believe in election fraud and that they want our guns. Well, the new WikiLeaks shows Hillary Clinton plans to use executive orders to ban all semi-autos. It's a fact. We're right, you're wrong, you're lying to your readers. And now we know it is the Mexican kingpin, Carlos Slim, that owns the New York Times, that is directing all of this against Trump, calling up every pageant contestant he's ever had, trying to get him to say things. And they also want to go after the free press. She says she wants to go after the alt-right. It has no right to exist. They want to bring back the fairness doctrine. And then they go after a journalist. That's what he's been doing the last 15 years, is writing books and articles. Roger Stone and Podesta has, quote, implicated Trump advisor Roger Stone over WikiLeaks email release. That's preposterous. But it's acting like it's bad as a journalist if you try to talk to Julian Assange. He's gone on everything from NPR to the New York Times to CNN to Sean Hannity. I mean, it's crazy. But Stone obviously has been trying to find out when it's coming out, but he's told me privately, he said on air, and it's the truth, that he had no idea of the fact that Assange has said it would be damning and get her indicted, and now we're seeing it is. But it changes the subject. Who cares how it comes out as long as it's authentic? But then Podesta is in another chilling email that just came out talking about wet work. What is it? 2 days before Scalia is found dead. And his counterpart is, we got to batten down the hatches and get ready. This is going to get rough. This is a war, folks. I'm sure when he talks about wet work, he means maybe working at a zoo with seals or something, or maybe power washing, you know, the sides of buildings. I'm sure there's no such thing when he's coming with a pillow over his head and no autopsy. It was basically a message that he sleeps with the fishes. In my humble view, this should be investigated because we know the Clintons' long trail and their minions of death, the wars, the illegal wars. Why not give her another peace prize, you know, like they gave Obama? But first, this clip, because I want to get into this first with Roger Stone and then into how he's being attacked, but it all ties together as an attack on the press. With the head of New York Elections, who I just mentioned, admitting that they're buzzing people around. There is an election official caught on video blasting de Blasio's ID program. And he's a Democrat. He admits it's wrong. People can vote over and over and over again, but only if they're Democrats. Here it is.
I think there's a lot of voter fraud. Right. Like I say, people don't realize certain neighborhoods in particular, they bust people around to vote.
They do what?
They bust them around. They put them in a bus, they move from poll site to poll site.
Like what kind of neighborhood?
Well, I don't want to say.
Commissioner of New York Elections.
Oh, like minority neighborhoods, like black neighborhoods and Hispanic neighborhoods?
And Chinese, too.
Oh. Why do they do that? Just to get, like, more votes for Democrats?
More votes for themselves. They're all running for office.
Oh, yeah, for, like, their candidates, for when they're...
For city assembly, for whatever. They get buses, they move people around.
But New York doesn't have voters.
All right, I'm going to stop right there. He goes on to say it's wrong to his credit. Roger Stone joins us to break all this down. Hillary, played the clip earlier, admits that they are really worried about people getting out to vote, that she internally thinks she's in trouble, Roger. And then I also want to go into Jill Stein saying basically vote Donald Trump because Hillary is more likely to start a nuclear war, and she's dead on. I mean, this is an amazing time to be alive, my friend.
Yes, indeed, Alex. I played that clip on the Stone Cold Truth this morning. You have both Jill Stein and Cindy Sheehan. You remember her, who camped out outside George W.'s ranch to protest the war in Iraq. Now both saying that Donald Trump is less dangerous to world peace than Hillary Clinton. Meanwhile, in Syria, you know, we're hurtling towards war. Barack Obama says he'll make decisions at the end of next week on his military options. In a situation in which nobody involved is our friend. It's really extraordinary. But the last 24 hours have been turned upside down because first John Podesta and then last night Robbie Mook of the Clinton campaign both asserted that I knew about the WikiLeaks hacking of John Podesta before the fact. Just to be very clear for everybody, that is categorically false. And it's adding two and two and coming up with six. The reason they say this is because in August, in two different tweets, I predicted that Podesta's business dealings would become problematic. I was a little more oblique. I said, Podesta's time in the barrel will come. That wasn't based on anything I learned from Julian Assange or WikiLeaks. It was based on my own research.
But it's also been he was involved in $35 million deals with the Ruskies for uranium. I mean, he was the go-between man with the Don Hillary. I mean.
Well, now don't confuse him with his criminal brother, Tony Podesta, who was the a consultant to that.
No, I'm not confusing him. I know he's the main one, but he's been involved with Hillary.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, deeply. Bottom line of this, he's been laundering Russian money for the Clinton Foundation. He's been laundering Russian money for the purposes of purchasing U.S. military technology. I have a piece up now at the Stone Cold Truth that documents all of this. That is what I was referring to. This piece has taken me some time because some of the original documents were in both German and Russian. It took some time to translate them. But,
and also, you've had your computers hacked repeatedly and everything erased. They're very concerned.
Yeah, no, look, this is deflection. In other words, how do we get people to ignore the substance of the emails? Well, you know, blame the Republicans for hacking. This is part and parcel of the same phony argument that Donald Trump and Alex Jones and Roger Stone and Milo and the rest of these deplorables, we all work for the Russians. When, in fact, it's Hillary who's in bed with the Russians. It's Hillary.
I was about to say, I mean, I wish this check would arrive at some point.
Yeah, exactly. No, so it's the politics of personal destruction. And I would have to say, of the networks, only NBC Nightly News came and filmed my response, which they ran in the Nightly News. From CNN and Fox, crickets.
And again, for folks that don't understand the history of journalism or being in a free country, anytime you get charged with some incredible thing, you get a response back, even if you're an axe murderer. Now there's no proof. They just hang you out to dry on every major TV channel in the country and then don't let you respond. That is fascism.
Yeah, I know. You know, to the credit of the print media, I responded to the Washington Post, the New York Times, and many, many others. But the electronic thing is shocking. I've just never seen that. I mean, I understand I'm banned. But last week, John King attacked me on CNN. This week, I've got Podesta attacking me. Simple fairness, journalistic ethics require offering me an opportunity to respond.
As you know, I played the clip last hour, Trump said all journalistic integrity is basically gone by the establishment media, and they're basically pushing world government and globalism. Let me ask you this now. Watching how they're behaving, what's going on, they seem to be getting more desperate. I know Trump, according to my own research, is ahead in a lot of the battleground states. It appears they're preparing to sell the idea of election fraud. Correct me if I'm wrong. What do we do to counter that? And then what do we do once they actually steal it?
Well, I think you and I have both been out front on this in a way that drives the establishment politicians crazy because they want us to believe our ballot is sacrosanct and that the system will have integrity. I take the view if these computerized machines can be easily hacked, they will be. But I'm less worried about the Russians hacking them and more worried about the Democratic machine under Rahm Emanuel, in all honesty. They have more experience in election fraud. This is why I got involved with StopTheSteal.org. We are literally, shortly, hours away from, I am told, posting our comprehensive exit poll plan for which we have recruited over 500 volunteers. So we need manpower. We need good men and women who will give us their services on Election Day as volunteers that can go for some training on how to conduct these exit polls. But the only hedge you have is twofold. You can examine the software for the machines before the voting begins, and that should be done. And we're going to try to demand it in certain places. And then secondarily, you have to have a scientifically operated exit poll to compare them with the actual machine results. And if the swing is too wide, you will know there's fraud. I don't think you can just lose the election and say, well, I was defrauded without evidence of fraud. But But some people say, well, it would be un-American to challenge the results of the election. If you had hard evidence of fraud, it would be un-American not to challenge the office. But you must have real evidence. That's my view.
Stay there, my friend. I want to come back and talk about what you just mentioned, because this is Reuters. Obama's meeting today to decide whether they're going to start attacking Russian targets inside Syria. That's mainstream news.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Charlie Daniels. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your guns.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Don't nobody know my trouble begun.
during the break, and it's surreal because I talk about it so much, and then the clock keeps ticking towards midnight, and the average American isn't even aware or concerned. Our military is. People that are informed are concerned, but here are the headlines. Reuters, Obama to weigh Syrian military options today on whether to start striking Syria, which Russia will say is an act of war. Russians warned nuclear war is imminent. This is mainstream newspapers I'm reading. Locate your nearest bunker. I mean, that's Reuters. These are real headlines I'm here reading to you. And remember, 6 months ago, it was all funny when I was telling you this. This was in the Russian newspapers. And Russia, I guess, doesn't exist or something when I read out of the Moscow Times to the average trendy. But this is serious. And, Roger, there's like an insanity in the air, it seems like. I mean, you've got Podesta with emails about wet work. You've got all this other craziness going on. You've got this obsession with clowns and clown attacks. I mean, have we woken up in an insane asylum?
Well, we're in wag the dog territory. This is war as a pretext for stealing this election. You're right. The American people seem to be completely oblivious that we're likely to go to war in a conflict in which I can't find any inherent interest of ours, nor can I find friends on either side. I mean, Assad is financing Hezbollah. He's backed up by the Russians. On the other side, you have ISIS, backed up by the Saudis. I think they proved on 9/11 that they're not friends of ours. We don't have any friends. This is really about what it's about, different sects of Islam. It's about Wahhabism, really. That we would spend a single dollar here or a single American life, it's astounding.
How would you sum up, Roger Stone, the age and the world we live in right now?
Dangerous, because the globalists will do anything, including starting a world war, if that's what it takes to retain power.
I know you want to talk about private stuff with Donald Trump, but he seems to be stronger than ever. How is he handling these attacks? They seem to be, the polls show these attacks are bouncing off.
Well, these accusers that the New York Times has put forward claiming that, you know, Donald Trump shoved his tongue down their throat 30 years ago. Of course, they didn't report it then. They're just reporting it now, 2 weeks before election. It's already unraveling. One of these women has been tied back to the Clinton Library. Before that, the Clinton Foundation. This is a setup. This is a fraud, and a perpetrated, I imagine, by David Brock, who went out and recruited these women. The other headline you'll see is that one of the women, Kathleen Willey, is speaking out against Clinton because Roger Stone paid her mortgage off. No, I didn't. I set up a GoFundMe account and helped raise money to keep her home out of foreclosure.
Our listeners did that. We did it. I love how they act like everything we do is in secret. It's like, he once went on Howard Stern. It was a secret show. No, that's public. Or once Trump kissed a woman, all these great evils. Or the Clintons, you know, had her mortgage pulled, so we helped her out. She was already a critic. She was already on NBC, you know, decades ago exposing this.
Exactly. And look, I think I did give $100, and many, many, many other people, InfoWars listeners included, I think we raised around $40,000 to keep her house out of.
I personally, if I remember correctly, told him to give a couple thousand to my accountant because I give to charity all the time, and I'm sad for what happened to this woman. I interviewed her like 20 years ago. I mean, I know this woman.
But the media, as you know, they twist these things. And yes, I did pay Kathy Shelton, the woman who was raped at 12 and then assaulted essentially in a courtroom by Hillary Clinton. I paid her $2,500 over to sit down with us over 2 days and let us video.
Yeah, how do you think you get people to take off work that are poor? You've got to give them the money to come see you.
But I certainly haven't paid her to change her story because she's been saying the same thing since she was 12 years old. So it's just, on the other hand, no one talks about how much George Soros pays David Brock to smear us.
You know, you may have to go, but I'd like to put bookends on this and ask you a few more questions. And then I'll make the point. I paid, you know, for the hotel for Danny Williams and bought him lunch. Does that mean I bought him off? No. He's been saying he's Bill Clinton's son since his mama told him that, you know, 25 years ago. Roger Stone's our guest, stonecoldtruth.com. We'll get into nuclear war after we finish up with Roger Stone. It's never been more imminent. I'm saying this so people get concerned and we cannot have it happen. I got three kids.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's Friday, October 14th, 2016. We are now only 24 short days out from the November 8th election. It's time to kick the resistance into high gear.
A lot of folks have had the idea, I don't know who first had it, but Owen Schroeder's been pushing it, one of our reporters, to wear red shirts at the polling places so everybody can see that you're red state, not blue state. And again, the Republican Party, I hate them. I'm nonpartisan. Trump is an outlier, a dark horse taking over the party. Gary Johnson was the globalist taking over the Democratic Party, in my view. But we've got to wear red shirts. I'm going to come out with a shirt. It'll take about a week and a half to get here. Then we'll rush deliver it to you. That's going to say, Trump is my president. Infowars.com on the back to wear out as well. But they may say, oh, that's a political shirt. You can't wear it inside. But get a red shirt. Get it now. Don't wait. And wear it all over the place. Just like we had seas of shirts that said Hillary for prison. And it really showed the media how powerful the Liberty Movement was. We're doing the same thing here. Both the Hillary for President shirt and the Bill Clinton rape shirt available at InfoWarsStore.com. And the presenter of the Bill Clinton rape shirt that's moving mountains right now is Roger Stone. We have multiple confrontations a day with Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, and Obama. It's one of the top national stories, the Bill Clinton is a rapist movement. Just briefly, because I have three other points to hit with you, Stone. That has been wildly successful, has it not, thanks to the listeners?
It has. It is demonstrates that one person can make a difference. We have broken through the mainstream media blackout on Bill Clinton's history as a rapist. Now people are yelling at his rallies. Starting today at the Stone Cold Truth, and I believe shortly at InfoWars in the store, you're going to be able to get the Bill Clinton, the official Bill Clinton rape whistle. So if you read that Bill Clinton's coming to your town to campaign for Hillary, get you and your compatriots out there with your official Bill Clinton rape whistles to keep this issue straight, you know, right in front of you.
And let's be clear, Roger is selling these to us at cost. We're going to then sell them at cost, so is he. This is a war. Powerful whistle that says InfoWars.com on it, StoneColdTruth.com to spread the word, and then you can take over at events with these. We're in an info war. They send people to disrupt our rallies and beat people up. We're going peacefully with the First Amendment, legal and lawful. And it's not bad to make money. I'm just pointing out, since you mentioned it, we had a million of these. There's 400,000 left. We're selling them at cost. 100 stickers is like $17. That's at cost. Hillary for President 2016, InfoWars. So you stick these up in legal and lawful areas, folks, and spread the word. Now, Stone, getting back to you. Again, those are at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com for the nutraceuticals. I don't care where you get the rape whistles or where you get the rape shirts, StoneColdTruth.com. We're in a war. He sells them to us at cost. It doesn't matter where you get them. Just get them. Now, Roger Stone, we're, by the way, selling Hillary shirts right now at cost, too. It's a total war. We're all in. And again, that's how desperate it is.
We're not in this for our normal capitalist principles. We're in this to break the roadblock being set up by the mainstream media on this issue.
That's right. Things are so desperate, the consummate capitalists aren't even trying to make money at this point. Okay, folks? If we understand we've got to make money to fund ourselves and continue, but right now, just we're all in. So Roger, the three points you wanted to hit finally. A, how is Trump doing? He seems to have gotten a lot hardcore after he got set up in the first debate. How is he doing? Am I correct that he seems to be his strongest yet?
Well, he's liberated because perhaps some around him have finally figured out that the establishment Republicans, who were at least some of them were temporarily pretending to be his friends, don't wish him well. And there he no longer has to defend the elite Republican leadership in Washington, which, as you know, is just as responsible for the lousy conditions of the country, home and abroad, as the Democrats, the Bushes and the Clintons, and their ilk working together brought us to where we are. So I think he feels liberated.
Very, very exciting. You know, the media tries to spin it that he's a loser because he's fighting with the Republicans. These are the horrible establishment that have been selling us out. I wouldn't support any of the horrible rhinos and neocons liking. Roger's got to go here in a moment, but Roger, finishing up then with the final point we were going to hit on.
Yeah, I still think that the greatest danger here as the rotting, teetering, two-party duopoly sways in the wind just before collapsing is that they will try to steal this election. So I ask people again to go to stopthesteal.org. Join. We need your hours. We need your manpower. We need boots on the ground because the Trump campaign does not have the infrastructure necessary to guard these polls. The Republicans are working against us in places like Ohio and parts of Florida, and we can only fill these gaps with rank-and-file patriot citizens who want to step forward and try to fight what I think is a coming effort to steal this election.
And let's be clear, even if we can't stop it, documenting with exit polls, with video cameras, catching fraud, if we get 10 or 15 big stories, which we'll get if they steal, we'll get more, it will devastate them, it will backfire, and then there'll be a huge investigation. Trump will be catapulted in on the recount. If we had Scalia, he's dead. So final question. You told me during the break that this move to go after Carlos Slim and the New York Times was genius. Give us 60 seconds on that.
Yeah, I think there's one missing piece of the Trump messaging. Carlos Slim, the owner of the New York Times, the man who has the largest single phone contract with the United States government,
yes,
is the single biggest contributor to the Clinton Foundation and the Clinton Global Initiative. It connects dots. This is why the New York Times is they knew they were sponsored by our company at the first. This is why this has been so extraordinarily biased in its coverage. Now, I never expected them to be friendly, but they've shredded any pretense of objectivity. Slim is, he is the ultimate globalist. Slim is a Mexican billionaire, paid no taxes to the New York Times last year, just like Donald Trump, using the exact same deduction. But you don't read about that on page one.
It's incredible. All right, Roger, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you again very soon.
Great to be here, Alex, as always. Victory or death?
That's right. That's what Colonel Travis said at the Alamo in 1836. We sit here today watching all this over-the-top tyranny, and I've told my reporters this over and over again, not that I need to. I told them, we don't twist information. We don't spin in information. The truth is what's powerful. If we make a mistake on something, we come out and we admit it. And we do sometimes. Paul made a mistake a few days ago where it looked like Hillary said, you know, that she, quote, hates real Americans. But if you read it, it's kind of doublespeak. It's like, I know Hillary hates to, you know, talk about real Americans. And then they said, well, we meant it like she's sick of using that cliche. Okay, I'll take that. I'll say that we stretched it. You know, we want to be dead on. Because, see, when you start lying to people, you lie to yourself. When you start getting things wrong and then not correcting it, you make a mistake. You turn it into a lie when you don't admit it. I really want to tell the truth. I really want to treat people like I want to be treated. And I've been telling you this for a couple of years. And now it is absolutely, completely, and totally out in the open. It's naked. And that is Russia and the state of Russia and the state of the geopolitical machinations and the grand chessboard board stratagem of Zbigniew Brzezinski, where they lay out their plan. I mean, it's not like I'm just coming up with what they're going to do and then they do it. People go, wow, you're really smart. They admit 95% of what they're going to do. And that's why I'm sitting here in horror as they have Pentagon military doctrine now saying, we could have a survivable nuclear war, and maybe we should just go ahead and have it. And then we've got all the moves to stir that up and cause it. And now it's gone from being in the Russian news and the European news, because they're right next door to it, to in our news. Look at these headlines. This is out of Reuters. See, not Alex Jones. Oh, the big fearmonger Alex Jones, huh? Word for word what I told you a year ago. Now you're looking at it. Exclusive, Obama aides expected to weigh Syria military options today, including military attacks on Russian targets inside Syria. There's another one, Infowars.com, great boil down on Michael Steiner, economic collapse. World War III, Barack Obama could take a major step towards war with Russia today. Nuclear war imminent as Russia, that's a quote, tells citizens to find out where the closest bunkers are and has a 40 million person evacuation. I mentioned that last week there. Meanwhile, don't worry, though. Dutch court upholds hate speech case against far-right MP who just criticized Muslims stabbing people. You can't make this up. So, we've got all that. We've got Donald Trump raising $160-plus million for the Republicans. They're supposed to give him half of it for his TV ads. They've given him zero. They've all run off with the money. Paul Ryan, Trump's supposed to run the RNC. They just don't follow the orders and just keep the money. Look at that. Look at that headline. And he goes through all the numbers here. Wow. I mean, you talk about the fix being in. This is total criminal fix. And Trump is just standing up in the middle of it, telling the truth, telling it just like it is. He's not lying. He doesn't exaggerate. He just, it's so bizarre to watch one of his speeches, and it's basically all true. Unless he talks about codes for iPhones, he just doesn't know a lot about technology. He's like, you got a warrant, open the door. It's not that. They want the back door to everybody's phone. And he's wrong about torture. You know, the fact that he's so honest, though, it's like refreshing. Okay, you're wrong. but on a few things, but you're honest. They all lie and do it. It's just, it's so refreshing. And folks, I got invited by the Republicans and the Democrats before that to work with them. I got invited to the governor's mansion. The governor will be watching tonight when he's running for president. You know, he likes you. You know, sent folks over to the office. And then I didn't say nice things about George W. Bush. I mean, that's all they do is just collect talk show hosts like they're collecting tea sets or something. You know, I'm not one of those people. It's not me. But, I mean, I could be in Hollywood. What I'm saying is I'm not trying to like Trump because he's patted me on the head. I like Trump because the whole New World Order is against him. From the communist Chinese, the biggest murderers in history, to the Saudi Arabians, to the creepiest murderers in history probably, right through to every dictatorship and drug dealer and slime bag and parasite you can imagine. And it's all because he isn't out to screw us. So they misrepresent everything he says, and it's sick. When I come back from this piece I'm going to play, we're going to get into this nuclear war situation. But this is such a big thing. I almost want to just get like a briefing room with a big world map somewhere here in the office and just do like a lectern with my facts and just give people geopolitical breakdowns and then historical breakdowns because, I mean, it's reached the point of beyond even having a radio or TV show. I mean, I thought about just doing like an hour a day briefing or something where I just brief the news and cover the biggest threats I think are of a concern instead of just trying to, you know, cover as much news and inform people that also make it interesting. Everything's so horrible and dangerous now. It's a wonder I'm even sitting here still on air and having hightailed it with my kids. Because, man, let me tell you something. I look at my 8-year-old daughter especially. She's still little. And I just feel like a guilty bastard for not working with the rest of the family to get the hell out of here and get to the Southern Hemisphere. I don't say that for effect. I mean, I lose sleep now, and I've never felt guilty in my life, but my flesh, my love of my kids says, get, this country's gone, it's demonic, it's broke back, it wants to fail, it wants to lie, it wants to be evil, and just get out of here. But you can't get out of here. The whole world's under the control of this. Yeah, you can buy some time, maybe 5, 10, 20 years, whatever. Maybe you'll survive in the Southern Hemisphere, a big nuclear war in the North, probably not. I'm just telling you the struggles I go through because the Pentagon has been ordered to prepare for nuclear war with Russia and move the weapons into place, and we're run by psychopaths and Trotskyites that have a big, raging you-know-what for Russia, and it's a bad situation. And only being really concerned about it, like the Pentagon's gone and said they're concerned, Congress doesn't care. They somehow don't get it. They just think, we've got such superiority that you can... You don't win a war. It's like if a guy, he's going to get to shoot you 6 times with a 357 Magnum at 10 feet away, and you're going to shoot him 6 times with a Barrett 50 cal. You're both dead no matter what. And they just don't get it because they're given delusion. They've turned themselves over to whatever this world system is, this spirit. It is a spirit of just being dumbasses, being losers, being unfaithful jackassery, I guess is the word. Invented a new word. It's asshattery, but jackassery, the delusionites. I don't know what you call it, but I'm not just going to rearrange deck chairs here on a Titanic, okay? I mean, you got all these foreign nationals involved in our elections. The UN's coming in with the EU to take over the election. I mean, even if you hate Donald Trump, you ought to vote for him just for basic sovereignty. But you're like, oh, I don't care if the U.S. is run by foreign nationals. Big deal. Oh, man. You have no sense in your brain if you think that. All right, I'm going to play this report. This is my response yesterday when I had promised my son for months I would take him with family hunting, and we did do it. I've canceled it several times, but I still shot a video in low res out in the middle of nowhere. Beautiful West Texas. Only a day and a half we drove out there, drove back last night. And I was just reading the New York Times when I got back to the little lodge where they did have a little bit of internet attacking. And I thought I should respond to that because that's directly from the New World Order. That's the mouth of Sauron. So I wanted to respond to that. I'll come back with the nuclear war news. And we have one of Bill Clinton's former girlfriends, just to give you, you know, a mindset for somebody that didn't say she got raped. But, you know, breaking it down, Hillary, the other woman, Dolly Kyle, I thought was an amazing interview. over the phone. She's here in person coming in. But right now, let's go ahead and go to this report. My response to Hillary, Obama, and the New York Times. Here it is.
It's said by many in the media that the New York Times is the most prestigious outlet in the world. They certainly were respected 50, 60 years ago, but they are one of the most discredited outlets in the world now. But they are still the main vehicle, with the Washington Post competing in second place, for establishment disinformation. The special interests that have captured this nation are on record running the New York Times. And there have been four different waves of confirmed WikiLeaks just the last few years, where we have Hillary Clinton particularly giving orders to the New York Times. They go to her before they even run stories. She controls what news they put out, not just on her, the Democratic Party, but on many other issues. So I'll hand this to Hillary. When you get into the emails and stuff, she actually is running the show and is trying to establish an authoritarian system in this country. Now, this is my response to Hillary and to the combine she represents, and to the New York Times, as well as Obama, who's been attacking me and basically implying that I'm a crazy person. I come on air with a lot of energy, and I am almost hysterical at times because I read the documents, I read the statements about the TPP, openly admitting world government. Hillary's own emails have come out saying she wants to ban guns via executive order, but that's in the news in major papers saying ban the Second Amendment. They just live in this world where they deny all this is going on, like saying Obamacare is free or you can keep your doctor, and then they go on Charlie Rose and laugh at us.
Jason, I think
Lovett wrote the line about if you like your insurance, you can keep it.
How dare you?
Huge impact.
And you know what? It's still true.
No.
Yeah.
So you can call me a conspiracy theorist all day long. You try to use me as the poster boy to say, look, people that cover these issues aren't credible. I'm the poster boy that got all this information out. I'm the person that did it in a theatrical way, but always told the truth to break through to the public who was in a coma. And that's in the new WikiLeaks as well. Keep them dumbed down. Keep them in the dark. Keep them disinterested. Keep them distracted. Keep them diverted. Thank God they're not paying attention, like Gruber famously said about Obamacare.
Lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. And basically, you know, call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever. But basically, that was really, really critical to getting the thing to pass. And, you know, it's the second best argument. Look, I wish Mark was right. We can make it all transparent. But I'd rather have this law than not.
When I read the latest New York Times article today, I could spend weeks just looking at the disinformation, the spinning, the taking out of context to try to discredit myself, Donald Trump, and populist movements worldwide. And I understand why. The New York Times represents global corporatism, a modern form of anti-free market crony capitalism that is the modern colonialism. And they're using third world populations to basically wage economic warfare now on the first world and bring both down. And they write white papers about this. Separately, when I was reading the story, I saw another link to an article saying that Donald Trump is panicking because he's losing the race and claiming there's election fraud. Again, you illustrate your hypocrisy and wonder why you're basically bankrupt if you didn't have a foreign Mexican owner. And that's that the federal government says the Russians are hacking the election and taking it over, so they're federalizing it. This weeks after I came out 2 months ago and said Homeland Security is planning to federalize it to steal it from Trump because he's really 10 to 15 points ahead. Then the president comes out and says, I'm crazy that the feds aren't involved in elections, but then takes them over 2.5, 3 weeks later. And it's these contradictions on every point. You're announcing world government. You're announcing you want our guns. You're announcing that the family unit's bad. It's in white papers and textbooks that they're trying to get rid of the nuclear family to lower population numbers and promoting homosexuality. I'm not making a judgment of homosexuality. I'm a libertarian, for God's sakes. It's that you're saying you're attacking the family. Don't attack gays, but don't attack the family. That's all I'm saying. But to address a few of the points, they act like I'm a kook for saying the government wants to take our guns, and I went on Piers Morgan and said 1776 will commence again if you try to take them. And then they go, oh my God, he warns of the end of humanity because of nuclear weapons and GMOs and human-animal hybrids. I mean, top scientists across the board, major institutions say the planet's in more danger of nuclear war or biological Armageddon than we've ever been. But again, they make it look kooky and weird to be concerned. I'm a father of three. I'm concerned about our mainstream media waging war on independent press and Obama and the Republicans working with them going after whistleblowers. I talked about NSA spying with specifics with whistleblowers 20 years ago. The truth is, people that have attached their wagon to this corrupt establishment are on the wrong side of history. I've been right. I've told the truth. InfoWars.com has been a trailblazing institution that's grassroots. We're not all hoity-toity and polished with teleprompters like you are. But even when I'm on the road in a hotel room visiting family, I'm ready to come in and hit back and take action because I know the people deserve the truth, and I believe in humanity, and I want to turn the tide. The truth is Donald Trump is a patriot as well. The truth is you guys are crucifying him for doing 1/100th what Bill and Hillary Clinton have done. But let me address just one more of the other points they raise that I could say has some legitimacy. And that's the criticism that I'm saying Hillary and Obama are literal, actual demons.
Folks, I've been told this by high-up folks. They said, listen, Obama and Hillary both smell like sulfur. I never said this because the media go crazy with it, but I've talked to people that are in protective details. I mean, they're scared of her. And they say, listen, she's a freaking demon and she stinks and so does Obama. I go, like what? Sulfur. They smell like hell.
Now, to be specific, I'm not saying they're from the pit of hell. I can see how that comes off, and it's a legitimate criticism. I don't believe they actually, again, float around like Ghostbusters, like Slimer or something, and are from a literal hell. But in a allegory way, they might as well be demons from hell. Hillary funding jihadis and ISIS on record all over the world, killing Christians, supporting radical Islam that oppresses women, doing all the horrible things she's done, treating her staff horribly, saying, I came, I saw, Gaddafi died, destabilizing Africa, selling tainted blood. Look at that in the 80s and 90s out of Arkansas when they were basically co-governors and knowing it had HIV in it. I mean, the crimes of the Clinton are legion. These are nasty people. Her own constituents can't stand her. She stole the nomination from Bernie Sanders. Stanford University certified that 6 months ago. So, yes, she is a demon in the fact that she's like a serial killer. You know, we say Jeffrey Dahmer is a literal demon. We don't mean he's from the pit of hell, but he's a literal, stinking demon. You know, we have famous essays where they were talking about treating the, Irish so bad, they said, why don't we just go ahead and, you know, raise their kids and sell them as you know, raw meat. That was satire. So we went into the edge of satire, and I should have been a little bit clearer, but I don't retract the fact that she behaves like the metaphysical, historical demons we read about in history books or the Bible. The truth is, the establishment media is a dying dinosaur. The credibility of the system can never be gotten back because we're run by multinational offshore corporations that brag about it. We're now under foreign treaties we never even ratified. We're going under global government. And so I was right about that and hundreds of other issues. I have credibility. You don't. And I know it upsets you with your big fancy high-rise buildings and all your big titles that people know you've basically, on average, have it out to get them. So Obama, Hillary, the New York Times, all of you, you have chosen your lot. This is who you are. There's still time to try to back out of it and redeem yourselves, but something tells me you're not going to do it. But there is time for other people in the media and the power structure to realize globalism isn't taking us to a good place. And whether you like Alex Jones or hey, I'm just a regular guy, and I'm trying to get people's attention to cause a debate on these issues, and that's what we cover at InfoWars.com on my radio show every single week.
All right. That full report's up on InfoWars.com. As we go to break here, just remember this is listener-supported. I really developed knockout just because I wanted it, because sometimes I take a little bit of valerian root or melatonin. I didn't like having a bunch of different bottles of it. If you just take one thing after a while, it quits working. Well, guess what? Especially now when I can't sleep fighting the globals, I get so wound up. Valerian root, L-tryptophan, melatonin, lemon balm leaf extract, GABA, and a lot of other amazing compounds for $19.95. The same dose of melatonin is usually $19.95. This is all organic. It's the ultimate sleep. I don't take it but once or twice a week normally. Now I'm taking it a lot more often just because stuff's so crazy. I get such better sleep. It's available, and it's 25% off for a limited time. That ends after the weekend. Take advantage of that at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com.
Visit GCNLive.com today.